Which is also to say I'm an egoholic. It's just that alcohol has been a tool that I've used against myself to hurt myself and others. I've had good times with it too, but and I also know that the innocence behind the drinking has been longing to connect. You know, I just want to relax, I want to have fun, I want to join. But like anything I've ever leaned on outside myself to do that, eventually it fails. And so the blessing of alcoholism is I can't just hang out with that pattern. It's deadly. So it's sort of saving me time. The solution to alcoholism is the same as the solution to egoism. And you have a cure, or the solution, a roadmap to that in your hands, called the Course in Miracles. Lesson 93, I have sought salvation in strange places. That's another way to put it. Looking for love in all the wrong places, but still innocently looking for love. So, step one is admitting that I have a problem. This is where the fish comes in. First, the fish must say, something ain't right about this camel ride, because I'm feeling so damn thirsty. Any disturbance of peace of mind is a problem. And the Course teaches us that every single moment of our life is worthy of unconditional love and peace. Every moment. So the class that I'm putting together has been given to me to share. It's a big gift. And when I said downloaded last week, I didn't mean from the internet. So my goal in the class is to, one of them, is to reveal our blocks to the awareness of love's presence. That is the goal of the course. And I'll ask you a question right now. And you can answer it out loud if you want, or just keep it to yourself. But what is your chief block to the awareness of love in this moment, or in this day, or in your life? What's the number one block?
My fear.
Good blocks, good blocks. Good blocks. And then the question I have also is, if you didn't have an immediate answer come to mind, the question is, what are your hidden blocks? And then the other question is, what are your blocks disguised as not a block? I'll be calling those idols. So in the class that I'm initiating, it's an introduction to the course, and it's a specific process to help flesh out your current and hidden blocks to the awareness of love's presence. It's designed to help anybody who's new or anybody who's in the course process right now to have a process to immediately flesh out a lot of old stuff, really. And I've practiced with some friends, and the result has been blissful. The healing is in the revealing. So that's why I asked you to bring paper and pens, because we're going to do some serious revealing of ourselves, but just to ourselves. That part isn't part of the group. It's just that we're going to be together in the energy to kind of help us stimulate that flow. But it's totally safe and very gentle. I made a note on here. It says, to forgive one brother wholly, this is lesson 108, forgive one brother wholly and completely is enough to bring salvation to all minds. So that's going to be an emphasis of the class. And the class is on a Monday, and it repeats on Friday. It's the same class. I'm just practicing. I'm just getting to know how to work this material, because it is so much that has come through. I'm just connecting dots that have been connected for me. And in AA, they say, if you want to keep it, you got to give it away. So some things that we'll work on there is the process for identifying blocks and idols. We'll look at the one course lesson and message that goes throughout it that'll help make it stand out more every time you come to class. This will make Earl's class and Joy's class much more effective. We're going to create or inspire a daily loving diet of material that really helps for progress. Specific releasing prayers that are in the book. We're going to go over those. Also, we're going to be part of the goal of the class is for myself and others to become revelation ready. If you read the first two pages of the course text, that goes over that. Also, my job is to tease you, to make you want more and get inspired to go deeper into your self and group study.
Make me want more.
I hope you're coming, Judy. Also, I realize that, you know, I have a specific thing to present, sort of like the text in the course. I have a particular angle to bring, a particular formula that will help undo and unlock your mind. But it's really, you're going to bring the class to me. Whatever, it's going to be drawn forth from you. So through the exercises and the questions. I have a little piece to present, but it is mostly participatory. And the question is, how can I be truly helpful to you in the class? And we're going to definitely be looking at what is quantum forgiveness. So to close, and that's, you know, I'll give you the quick quantum formula. You all saw the movie What the Bleep?
Yeah.
There's a part in the movie where they talk about what the ultimate truth is. Proven by science, agreed upon by religion and philosophy, and now proven by science, the ultimate truth of the universe is we're all one. So if oneness equals truth, then the idea of separation equals illusion. All wounds come out as a result of the idea of separation. Separation, illusion. Forgiveness leads to joining. I'm working on that hard. Forgiveness leads to joining. Joining leads to oneness. How can you join with what you have not forgiven? And then the last thing, just to close, for this is dedicated to the ministers Earl and Dave. And thank you so much, Dave, for the nest, for all of us, for our spiritual incubation. And Earl, for all the nourishment. This is a poem by Hafez. I think a student of Rumi, one of Joy's favorites. I call it for the minister. It goes like this. When your eyes have found the strength to constantly speak to the world all that is most dear to your own life, when your hands, feet, and tongue can perform in that rare unison that comforts this longing earth with the knowledge, your soul has been groomed in his city of love. And when you can make others laugh with jokes that belittle no one, and your words always unite, Hafez does vote for you. Hafez will vote for you to be the minister of every country in the universe. Hafez does vote for you, my dear. I vote for you to be God.
Cool. Cool.
So that would be a great class to check out, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're getting started. When's the class again, Aaron?
The flyer's up here, and it's Monday the 27th and Friday December 1st. And it's the same class repeating, and this is, you know, just get my feet wet. We'll have fun.
What time?
6:30 to 8, right here.
Cool.
With the church.
That was a message. We're going to be on page 370. And it always feels so good to be here with you and get a chance to share this stuff. You know, you're in a room full of extraordinary beings. You know, before I say anything, I already know it. You know, I know you're all strange. I know you're all open-minded. I know you're all willing to look at things that are different.